بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The sixth night and the fifth day and the sixth chapter of the Holy Quran, 7.5 Jews completed. Alhamdulillah, 7.5 from 30 is exactly 1/4 of the Quran. We pray for acceptance. We pray for ease and strength for the way ahead, and that every day be better than the previous one. Every night be better than the previous as well. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. We spoke about dua over the past few days, and the fact that we have an intention to do good, but we need Allah's help, Allah's enablement. And we mentioned the dua, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik, on the first night. Oh Allah, assist me to remember you. Assist me in showing thanks. Assist me in beautifying your worship. What is required fundamentally at the bottom, at the core of our expression of love and devotion to Allah, what is required is devotion, a commitment from our side, a commitment to fast every day to the best of our ability, a commitment to be consistent in reciting the Quran daily, a commitment to control our gazes and control our emotions and our desires and temptation and our nafs, a commitment to stand every night, a commitment to do the fard and all the sunan, a commitment to share and give without others knowing, but for Allah's sake. It takes a commitment, and not just once off, but consistently. If we, from the very get-go, from the start, were to open our hearts to this commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not open up for us. He will open up for us based on our efforts. He says in a hadith Qudsi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as conveyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, man taqarraba ilayya shibran taqarrabtu ilayhi dhira'an, whosoever draws closer to me a hand span, I draw closer to that person an arm's length. Allah says, wa man atani yamshi ataytuhu harwalatan, whosoever comes to me walking, Allah says, I go to that person running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always give more. But there's nothing for man illa ma sa'a, but what man makes effort for. It's not a once-off deal. It's a constant exercise of devotion to Allah. This juz we completed tonight, the seventh juz, speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and describes Him in profound ways. And then we completed half of the eighth juz as well. And there are people in there who are mentioned in between, Anbiya, who are the beautiful names of the Anbiya. And one whom we all love, was called the father of prophets, is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah speaks about one incident in his life. After he left Babylon, and he was there, was flung into the fire, and he left from there and he went to Egypt, and there was also some difficulty, and he went back to Babylon. But then he heard that there were people in Canaan, in the northern region of Canaan, which is modern-day Palestine. He heard that there were people there that were worshipping celestial bodies. They were worshipping celestial bodies, the stars and the moon and the sun. So he thought that they would be people you could reason with. So he went to them. And one night he spoke to them and said, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ, when the night came and there was a clear sky, he said, when he saw the stars, he says, هَذَا رَبِّي, is this my Lord? But then when it moved, he said, no, لا أحب الآفلين, I do not like those things who move and fade away. And then when the moon shone in its beauty, he said, is this my Lord? But then when it also, its time also came for the moon to set, because it does move, نعم, he said, no, if my Lord does not guide me in front of them, he was drawing their attention, trying to make them understand, if my Lord does not guide me, if there's no guidance from Allah, then we're going to be of those who are astray. And when the sun rose, he said, maybe this, you think this is stronger, this is bigger than the rest, maybe this is our Lord. But then when sunset came, he said, no, we have to free ourselves from all these things. And then he said, I show you what to do. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ardha hanifan وما أنا من المشركين. ذلي وجهت وجهي. I turn my face. I direct my attention. I devote myself للذي فطر السماوات والأرض. To the one who has originated the heavens and the earth. Why not just created? Because there was no model. There was no precedent. Allah made it all from scratch. Allah made it all from nothing. فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ حَنِيفًا. How do I devote myself to Allah? How do I turn my attention to Allah? How do I direct myself to Allah? حَنِيفًا. A, as a monotheist. Denouncing all false deities. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I am not from those who ascribe partners with Allah. That's devotion. That's clear and pure devotion. Who is Allah? وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Everything. You think things that move, they belong to Allah. Even the things that do not move belong to Allah. Allah says, هُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. He feeds everyone and he is not fed. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah were to make some harm, touch you, no one can remove it but him. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And if he causes some good to touch you, he is all powerful over every single thing he wants to do. Every single thing is Qadir, all powerful. عِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. By him are the keys of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows those keys of the unseen but him. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows all that is on land and all that is in the seas. You look at the sea, how powerful it is, how mesmerizing it is, hypnotic it is with its beautiful rhythmic waves. But all the life and activity under there, all that happens by Allah's Qudra and Allah's power. That's Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah again. Ali radiallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajha reports in Sahih Muslim that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this wajjahtu wajhiya at the start of Salah. Allahu Akbar, takbiratul ihram. Before Fatiha, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-sama. What do we refer to it as? Dua al-istiftah. We're speaking about dua every night. This is called a dua al-istiftah. You know what istiftah means? It's not just a prayer of opening. No. Istiftah is the seeking of divine opening. I took my wudu. I'm in time. I'm with the community in the masjid. I'm standing. I'm strong enough. And I make my takbiratul ihram. But what do I start with? I still start with an address to Allah, asking Him to open up for me. I don't rely on myself. I don't depend on myself. I turn my attention to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes? Ali also, karramallahu wajha, and Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, narrates something else too about Allah, Allah, Allah. It's about devotion to Allah. It becomes easier for us to stand if we think about Allah more. It becomes easier for us to fast if we think about Allah. It becomes easy for us to sit still and respectfully and recite Quran if we remember Allah. It's His word. Allah is the goal. All from Him, all to Him. All because of Him, all by Him, all with Him. Na'am. It becomes easier. That devotion, dedicating our lives to Allah, becomes easier when we think about Him more. So what does he narrate? Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyida Aisha, they also heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making a unique dua that starts by Allah and ends by Allah. What did they say? They heard him say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Oh Allah, you can say it in English too, just try to remember the words. I seek protection in your pleasure from your anger. وَبِمُعَافَاتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ. And I seek protection in your pardon from your punishment. And then the third is most powerful. Forget the, you can just remember the third part. وَبِكَ مِنْكَ. I seek protection in you from you. وَسْكَنْدَهَا سْتُقْفَنَانْ كَنَلَاجِسْ. I seek protection in you, from you. No one can help you but Allah. Even from Him, only He can help you from Him. You can't turn to anyone else to help you against Allah. وَلِعْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You can't turn to anyone else to help you from Allah. You can't complain about someone else also about Allah. وَلِعْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Then you are a fool. You have to turn to Him. وبيكامينك. I seek protection in you, from you. That is that. Scholars have written volumes regarding that part of the dua alone. It's about acknowledgement of Allah's grandeur. It's about acknowledgement of my dependence on Him and His complete independence. And the fact that all of creation are dependent on Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. I am unable to praise you as deserving. You are as you have praised yourself. How did Allah start the Quran? Alhamdulillah. Devotion, devotion. The message of tonight and for myself too. More for Allah, and we see He'll open up more for us. We don't do things with an agenda. Some people want to do a khatam because they want more business. It happens. Barakah, okay. But where is it that we do things just to please Him? Will you give me or not, Ya Allah? Rabi' al-Adawiyya used to say, Oh Allah, if I'm worshipping you for Jannah, deprive me of Jannah. Because Jannah is also creation. But if I'm worshipping you to be protected from Jahannam, I'm only worshipping you because I'm bang for Jahannam, fling me into it. But if I'm worshipping you for your pleasure, if I'm worshipping you for your bounty and your grace, if I'm worshipping you for your love, then Ya Allah, you give me what you think I deserve. But I want you to be happy. من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet that person. We end with the last piece. In the last section, and you all heard it, you know it, that same hadith is extended. Ali radiallahu anhu says, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam start the salah before Fatiha loud, saying, وَجَّهْتُ وَجِهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطْرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. You can add Musliman, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And then, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Verily my salah, this that I'm busy with now. Imagine you say that at the start of your salah, part of the dua al-istiftah. You remind yourself, kumus kap khou fas man. And kumus ma khou klaar because the game gaat aan, whatever. Yeah, but imagine you say that and you're conscious of what you're saying. The salah is not just by the way, the salah is important. It's for Allah. And I have to offer Allah the best. Not things by the way, things that I cram in or fit in. No. Inna salati wa nusuki, and all my rituals. All the religious rites of deen. Mahyaya doesn't mean my life. Mahyaya means my period of life. Because I have a distinctive period, mine compared to others. This period of my life, wa mamati, and the moment of my death. Lillahi, it's all for Allah. What level of devotion is that? That's true servanthood. Not about me and myself and I. But true servanthood. Who Allah? Who is He anyway? Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the worlds. La sharika lahu. There is absolutely no partner for Him. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. With this I have been commanded. I understand this. I know this. I have learned this from my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am from those who offer peace. I am from those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message is one of devotion. Think of the fasting, getting up early, doing the suhoor, all this because Allah loves. تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. I have suhoor, there's barakah in suhoor, etc. But for Allah's sake, then I make it 2 extra raka'ah, I make my sunnah fajr, make fajr, whatever, I recite more, too. But it comes from here, not because I feel forced, not because what Anas say, or because everyone's doing it. No, but I love Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to become deserving of His love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know my life is of no consequence if there's no level of devotion and commitment to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Allah grant us understanding. And may Allah grant us to taste the beauty of sweet devotion to Him, subhanahu. Like we are devoted to our families, mothers are devoted to their children to their parents, spouses to spouses, friends to friends, people to their jobs, people to their positions, devoted to it. Allah deserves more than all that. Ameen. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعد يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.